This week's episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by Kingdom Strollers. Kingdom Strollers rents premium strollers in the Orlando area. Whether it be a single, double, or special needs, they can help you out. Kingdom Strollers is also Disney approved, which means they can deliver directly to your hotel and pick it up when you're done. The next time you're headed to the Orlando area, don't pay extra to fly with your stroller. Save that room in your trunk for those extra pair of tennis shoes you'll know you'll need. Contact our friends over at Kingdom Strollers at www.kingdomstrollers.com.
My name's Bob, and I'm glad you guys are here tonight. Before we can get all wound up, I want to give a big shout out to Jimmy Hoare in front. And all those folks listening in tonight on the Disney Nerd Podcast.
To the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 182 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, this is Ed, and welcome back to the show. On this week's episode, Sam and Charlotte have a conversation about the Epcot resorts. Sam's been putting together a lot of information about the goings-on in that area of the parks, and I think you're going to be surprised with some of the new announcements that have been coming out. So, without further ado, take it away, Sam.
We've talked before on the show, and I've mentioned that I love the Epcot Resort area. There's something special about the boardwalk, Swan and Dolphin, the Yacht Club, and the afternoon and evening entertainment that Disney's created there. I absolutely love everything about that area. Right, and I don't know if you knew this or not, but there's 14 dining locations, 14 quick service locations, 9 entertainment venues, 8 bars or lounges, 14 shopping locations, recreation like bicycles and boats, and a miniature golf at Fantasia Garden. It's incredible, isn't it?
When you add up the numbers like that, that really is incredible. I had no idea there were 14 quick service and 14 table service locations.
When you put together the Boardwalk Villas, the Swan, the Dolphin, the Yacht Club, and the Beach Club, those are the numbers you get. And it is impressive.
Wow.
And I stay there all the time because I love that.
That's very cool.
And now the reason I bring it up is because that entire area is about to change dramatically over the next few years. When we look at Google Maps or look at the location, it's incredible to think what has been happening along those that area over the last 5-6 years. It's almost an entertainment destination. In fact, some people will call it that if they're looking for ESPN Club, for example, to watch a game or do something along those lines, or looking for Shula Steakhouse, or looking for Beaches and Cream in the kitchen sink. There's so many things happening there. One of the reasons I love it is the transportation system that happens around that area. And the transportation system is essentially the Friendship Boats, which connect that waterway Epcot's Lagoon all the way to Hollywood Studios is one big waterway. I love that transportation system.
I do too. And I have stayed along in Beach Club a few times. We have done a few nights at the Swan. And even, believe it or not, when we are camping at Fort Wilderness, there have been many times that we have just gone and spent our evening on the boardwalk, taking in the sights and sounds and things like that. So I'm super excited to hear about this new transportation system. I love the boats. The boat whistle to me is one of my very favorite sounds in the whole world. And so I'm really excited to hear what's coming.
I agree with that on the boats, because I love staying at any of those resorts and just opening the window in the morning and hearing the boats whistle. Mm-hmm. And that's actually the alarm for my kids, because they will hear that and they're up and they're like, let's go. Best part, too, is being able to wheel a stroller right onto that boat without folding it up. It makes it very easy.
Absolutely.
Now, one of the reasons I bring that up is I wanted to quickly touch on Swan and Dolphin, because when you're just about anywhere within Walt Disney World, you can see the Swan and the Dolphin sticking up above just about everything else.
Mm-hmm.
When you're headed to Magic Kingdom, you go past it. When you're going to Animal Kingdom, you'll see it. To me, it's almost like a way of telling where I am on property based on where the tower is for the Dolphin.
Right.
Now, here's what's in... Right? And it's... One of the things that when you go, the first time you see it, you go, what is that? And somebody says Swan and Dolphin, and you just kind of brush it off. It is what it is. But none of the other Disney resorts project up that high. And that, according to some news we got from Disney, is about to change completely. Back in February, on February 16th, Disney announced or released a press release. And I want to read a little bit from that to you guys so you can see what exactly that is. Walt Disney World continues to invest in the guest experience, its resort hotels, and it will soon be offering enhanced dining options, adding event areas, and more guest rooms at Disney's Coronado Springs. Work has begun on a new 15-story tower at Disney's Coronado Springs Resort that will bring an additional 500 rooms with suites and concierge-level services. The new tower overlooking the resort's centerpiece lake will offer a rooftop dining experience with panoramic views of the popular nighttime fireworks from nearby Disney theme parks. So we have a 15-story tower that is soon going to be projecting up into the skyline of Walt Disney World.
That is going to be amazing. Today on the Disney Nerds Facebook group question of the day, it is about... How do you know your home when you arrive at Walt Disney World or Disneyland for our Disneyland nerds? And I had not answered yet, but I know I'm home when I am on the 417 toll and I hit a bridge and I look to my left and I can see the Swan and Dolphin out there. So knowing that there's a new high rise coming is pretty exciting. And I think it's going to be in a great spot too. That rooftop dining and lounge area sounds awesome. That is going to be a hot hip place for everybody.
Absolutely. So if you're 15 stories up, that's pretty much the same height as the top of the Dolphin. Based on the location at Coronado Springs, you're pretty much going to be able to see any of the fireworks that are happening at Walt Disney World.
Turn one way, I can see Epcot. Turn this way, I can see the Star Wars over at Hollywood Studios. Turn this way, and I can see Magic Kingdom. Oh, yeah, that's going to be sweet.
Absolutely. And that is one of the changes coming to Walt Disney World. This one's already started. In fact, it's under construction. An interesting part here is it's expanding a convention space. And if you think about it, Coronado Springs is really Disney's sort of convention center. There's a nice big one off in the corner.
And great convention center.
It is. And I think this is providing some additional rooms. It's 500 more rooms, which, by the way, it has 1,900 today. So you're adding 20% or so. It's a nice big chunk, a lot of additional people out there for certain.
Definitely. Wow.
So that was the first part of this press release. And the second part was a little less specific in saying that Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort will feature a new waterfront dining area and retail shopping area, creating a new landscape from the resort's current marketplace, Centertown. The new centralized location will offer the resort guests more convenient access to services, amenities, and dining. So, we know we have a big building coming over at Coronado Springs, and now we have some major development happening at Caribbean Beach. If you look at a map, Google Maps, and look at Epcot and where Caribbean Beach is, Caribbean Beach is awfully close.
So close. That's one reason it's one of my favorites.
Yes, and if there were walkways and you could run the hill, you would probably end up right around, oh, somewhere between Italy and Africa is where you'd come out on that hillside right there. Mm-hmm. So it's right behind. Now, what I found interesting here and why I started with the story about how much I like the Epcot Resorts areas and the boardwalk, it almost sounds like adding a center town with a marketplace, retail shopping, and new restaurants. This could potentially be a small version of something like that at Caribbean Beach.
You know, they've always had rumors about DVC coming to Caribbean Beach because people are starting to realize what prime location it's in. And how it seemed to always be one of the less sold of the moderates because it was so widespread and people were not happy about how you checked in and you went to concierge and guest services in one building, but you had to go on the other side of the resort pretty much to get to food and the pool and those type of amenities. I love Caribbean Beach. And one of the reasons I loved it is because I could sit in one of the quiet pools or even the main pool and watch the Epcot fireworks and even hear the music. So it kind of, I always said, sooner or later, they're going to figure out that this one is the diamond in the rough. And I'm afraid that they did.
So it's interesting you bring up DVC. As you look at the Disney Deluxe Resorts, with the recent confirmation of the Wilderness Lodge Copper Creek, which is a DVC location, that is the last deluxe resort that needed a DVC that now has one. So where does Disney go next? And why is this Caribbean Beach Resort announcement so vague? Because with the rules of timeshares, which is what DVC is, when you have a current property, you can't say anything about any future plans. So it's interesting to try to connect the dots, but who knows what's coming. We know that Caribbean Beach is going to see some construction, and we're going to have some interesting things happen there. What happens down the road? Who knows?
That makes total sense, and you're right. There's no deluxe resorts left, is there?
After they finished and officially announced Copper Creek, although remember, Copper Creek
was... There's a Bay Lake 2, though, right?
Potentially. Nobody knows. Because of the timeshare rules in the state of Florida, you can't announce a new property if you're still selling a property, which is why it took so long for them to acknowledge that there were construction cranes over at Fort Wilderness and there was something being built, because they couldn't announce it until Pali was done. And now that Pali's done or about done, they can announce the new one, which means they're planning the next one, but they can't announce it. Which could be why this announcement is so vague, or maybe it is a Bay Lake 2. Who knows? But any way you look at it, it will be interesting.
Very interesting. Not Fort Wilderness.
Wilderness Lodge.
Fort Wilderness is the campground. And yes, we don't want to send people to the campground and expect Wilderness Lodge.
No. They're two different things. You're absolutely right.
Only for the time being, because I truly believe that sooner or later, River Country will be gone and they will put DVC cabins there. Like these water ones that they have done for the Poly and this Copper Creek style, and then they'll make it into a more rustic cabin, maybe like one of these, you know, shabby chic bayou cabins or something like that. But river country, they're gonna get rid of sooner or later, and that's what they'll do there. You mark my words.
It's in the longer plan for sure, and yeah. DVC fits into this Epcot change that's coming. So if you look at the map and you see Epcot, and basically directly south of Epcot across the Buena Vista Drive is where Caribbean Beach is, and if you keep going south a little mm-hmm. further, that's where Pop Century Art of Animation Complex is, not much further down. At one point, not all that long ago, there were rumors that Disney was considering expanding the waterway from Epcot through Equatorial Africa to connect the waterway of Caribbean Beach and the waterway of Pop Century / Art of Animation and extend boats down there. Now, if you think about that, at a high level and looking at Google Maps, it looks pretty easy. But think about the construction costs with needing to, maybe it's only 500 yards that you need to connect Epcot's lagoon to Caribbean Beach. But the problem is mm-hmm. East Buena Vista Drive is the 500 yards that you need to get across. Or however you do it. Do you have to elevate the highway? Do you build a boat ramp? Does it go under? There's so many things that you'd need to do there, right? Obviously, costs came up. So, back to the drawing board. And I think that it hit everybody off guard when the Orlando Sentinel confirmed some rumors that had been speculated that Disney Imagineering, and more important, Wedway, is looking at gondolas to go over that highway and connect these new resorts.
Perfect sense. Makes perfect sense.
So now what you're doing is saying, I want to connect these locations, which aren't that far away on a map, but it's hard to get that last mile or the last 500 yards under the highway. We'll go over it. So on April 18th, a reporter from the Orlando Sentinel confirmed the documents obtained confirmed that the Disney-controlled Rady Creek Improvement District confirmed planning projects for a 6-station, 3-line gondola system linking Disney's Hollywood Studios, Epcot, Caribbean Beach, and the lakeside area between Pop Century and Art of Animations.
Wow.
Dublin Meyer is the manufacturer of the system. And these guys are the world leaders in ropeway, cable cars, and ski lift systems. And they have done multiple gondola systems in globally for local municipalities to get people around, because that's really what this is all about. And in fact, they have proposals with Cleveland and with New York City for the state fair on the table right now. Pretty interesting.
Mm.
So what we know is that there are 6 buildings that are being built and that construction's already started. Those buildings are all part of the system. They're not all necessarily stations, though, because some of them are the turns in it. So when you think about it, what better way place to start? And this will go back to where I started, back at Epcot in the Boardwalk Resort area. The station at Epcot is going to be located at the International Gateway, very close to where the buses are. And if you've ever walked into International Gateway, there's a very, very large opened area on the left that looks like it was used for something a long time ago. Charlotte, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. So once upon a time, back in 1988-89 time frame when Hollywood Studios opened, there was a tram, much like a parking lot tram, that ran from that location to Hollywood Studios. Or more importantly, at the time, Hollywood Studios was a half-day tour. Guests would go to the tour through Hollywood Studios, get on the tram, and end their day at Epcot. which is kind of cool.
That is very cool. So is that like when the Golden Girls house and everything was there?
When all of that was there, back when it first opened, when the Streets of America was still a studio.
Very cool.
That's when all that stuff took place. But the
I never got to experience that, but that's that. I would love to see some of your old videos and stuff of that, because that's really cool.
There are some videos of that tram, and it's interesting because the tram basically takes the path past where the boardwalk is, but there was no boardwalk. It was just the side of a lake, and they're building the Yacht and Beach Club on the other side. So you can see construction happening. There was nothing there between those two areas.
Oh, wow.
So it's a perfect spot to put the Epcot station for this gondola system, and then the gondolas head basically straight south to a turnaround near the Swan's parking lot, or a turn, which sends them over to a station near Caribbean Beach, which then goes to a junction where you can continue on to Art of Animation and Pop, or it will go left towards Disney Hollywood Studios, where the station will be near, not the Disney buses, but the other buses that arrive at Hollywood Studios, if you know where that is.
Oh, yeah. Okay, the outer bus loop type thing. Yeah.
Over on the other side. You'd walk mm-hmm. past it if you were walking from the boardwalk.
Yes.
Now, some of the other interesting facts here, especially from the developer of the gondola system. Essentially, the vehicles are designed to continuously circulate. They arrive at the station at frequencies ranging from 10 seconds to every minute, so from 10 to 90 seconds. And obviously, ridership increases the faster those can go. Mm-hmm. They have the capability of moving 800 to 3,000 people per hour per direction.
Wow.
So when I read that, I thought to myself, this is pretty interesting, moving 800 to 300 people. So I thought back to the friendship boats. And I basically thought, did some Google searching, and found out that the friendship boats can hold 100 people. And you get one every 20 minutes or so. Is that fair, Charlotte, you think?
Yeah, that's definitely fair, because sometimes you can walk faster than the boat.
You can walk faster than the boat, and we'll get to that, because I agree with you in a lot of cases. So if you can get 100 people on a boat and you're getting one every 20 minutes, that means you end up with three per hour and about 300 people. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
So now we're talking 800 to 3,000 through the gondola system. Think about the amount of people you can move through the system versus the boats. It's just very interesting to see that efficiency. But I'll also caution on the map that we're looking at that will be in the show notes. We have seen nothing official from Disney on this project. Only what Orlando Sentinel was able to pick up, a code name within Disney called the Italian Job, by the way, that's what your internal code name is for this. References to it in memos that were published by the Orlando Sentinel. Every one of these drawings is not official. So maybe these dots can be connected with different lines. Like maybe there's a way to go straight from Epcot to Studios.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know that yet.
True. Very true. We don't really know what design they are going to come up with.
It's going to get awfully close to France, yes, because that puts you right at that international gateway. And gets back to, will this be... There's no traffic back there, so you won't have to be elevated in the air. You could be low coming through there. It's going to change the entire landscape back here. Because now when you come down East Buena Vista Drive, we're used to seeing a monorail along the side when we had the Magic Kingdom. Now we're going to see gondolas going mm-hmm. across the top of us. That's kind of neat, actually.
It's actually really, really cool. And it kind of... It almost gives you back a little bit of the old Skyway.
In a way, it does.
Brings back a little vintageness to the whole theme park.
So one of the things that the developer noted is that the perception. Because right now the perception in the United States, and I tend to share this. There's a lot of skepticism on the system itself, right? Most people, and a quote from one of the developers, right now, when somebody comes up with this type of idea in the city, a lot of people think it's crazy and it's not very efficient. But the rest of the world's already doing it. Mm-hmm. And the developer sees Walt Disney World as being that cutting-edge place to pull this off that will then allow them to get this in other cities around the United States.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, honestly, I know every time something major happens in the Disney parks, a lot of the Disney purist pixie duster people, they're like, Walt's rolling over in his grave. But honestly, gondolas, I really think Walt would be like, oh yeah, that's great. Why are y'all taking so long? We should have done this a long time ago.
I agree with you completely, because I think this is right up that alley of the future of transportation.
Mm-hmm. And it fits coming from Epcot. I mean, that's pretty cool. What is one thing that I find interesting about this is if it can move 800 to 3,000 people an hour, and the new Coronado high-rise is, how many rooms did you say that was adding? 500
additional rooms, yep.
And then something will be happening at Caribbean Beach.
We're not exactly sure yet, but something.
We're not exactly sure yet, but something down the road will happen. And there is no such thing as a slow time at Disney anymore. That is a huge amount of people now that they're expecting to be filling these rooms up and that they're needing to be moving through. So that's another interesting thought that I had about how much more visitors are going to be at Walt Disney World with these things.
It's absolutely planning for a boom and planning for something and planning for, if you tie all of this together, all of this stuff becomes ready and up and running for 2021, which is the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if you look at this map, some other things that you might be able to think from this. If there's a gondola that, well, number one, is the gondola the fastest route? Because some of what I'm reading says this is for resort guests only. But we know that the resort loop monorail is supposed to be resort loop only, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's not going to be resort guests only, because if somebody wants to visit this new center location within Caribbean Beach, which is the shopping and the retail, they're going to jump on a gondola to get over there to do it.
Absolutely.
Because now if you walk out of the back of Epcot, you have three options where are you headed. If you want to get to Hollywood Studios from Epcot, you can get on a boat, you can get on a gondola, or you can start walking.
Mm-hmm.
And if you know where you're going and know that there's some pretty easy cut-throughs through the boardwalk and the DVC area and the tennis court,
yes,
the walk is the fastest way. Now, the other thing that I see here, and I've seen other speculation too, and still speculation, there's a lot of green area between Hollywood Studios and Victory Way, which is the other side of Caribbean Beach.
You don't really realize how much is there.
You could easily carbon copy Caribbean Beach and put it on the other side of the road. Now, the other big piece of this puzzle that has also been speculated is Art of Animation and Pop Century. And the value and the popularity of the family suites that Art of Animation is.
Mm-hmm.
Or some of the early material that we've seen doesn't list Pop Century, but Art of Animation. And the speculation is Pop may be getting redone in the family suites.
Mm.
Purely speculation at this point.
So much speculation. There's so many different things.
It's going to be cool, and that's what I'm after. Essentially what I'm saying is this is going to look so much different. in 4 or 5 years, when we get to Walt Disney World, there's going to be gondolas going overhead. There's going to be new entertainment and shopping and restaurants. And everything that I said that was at the boardwalk, the 14 sit-down restaurants and 14 counter service, that could be doubled with yes. more dining locations and more shopping over at Caribbean Beach. It's just amazing to think what this area is going to turn into.
So true.
I definitely like it.
I'm pretty excited about it. I'm just imagining gondolas and just as much as I love the boat rides, and to me, the monorail and the boat, even though it is a way for me to get from one place to the other, it is as much an experience as riding Space Mountain is. And so I really am looking forward to the whole gondola system if it comes to fruition, because I can just imagine getting on Epcot, deciding, or either at Art of Animation and deciding to head to Epcot to go hit, you know, some food, or vice versa. And because I actually love the Build-A-Pasta station at Art Animation, and I have journeyed over there from Epcot or Hollywood Studios because I wanted to build my own pasta. So I can imagine getting on the gondola and riding over there to that. So that Perfect. Sounds pretty awesome to me.
So when I think about the logistics of the gondola, the one thing that I mentioned earlier that I loved about the boats is just the ability to push your stroller right onto this thing.
Mm-hmm.
These are enclosed gondolas. It looks like they're going to house...
I think 10.
I was going to say 10. They're going to come into a station. They're fully enclosed. Now, the developer points out the fact that these things are being used in ski lifts in some of the most extreme weather conditions. They will be fully operational during lightning and rain, which is not true of the Friendship boats, by the way. If there's a bolt of lightning, they all stop and you can get stranded on one of those. I think it has the potential to be a very efficient system, but I'm not sure how that whole loading process is going to work, right? Because what slows down the buses? Every time you got to get a car onto the back, which you
right.
have to do, and you
yeah.
have to, can you do that in 60 seconds? It could be tricky.
So I'm sitting here thinking about, I was on a cable car last year in the Dominican Republic. It's like the highest point in all of the Caribbean, and it goes up to a giant statue of Jesus, actually. But it holds about 10 to 12 people, and it did have like pop seats to fold down and would fold up. But I can remember that when we were going up, we loaded pretty quickly and got going, but when we were coming down, there was someone that had a stroller, a double stroller with twins in it, and so it slowed the whole system down. And I asked our translator, and they said that the one down at the bottom of the hill was stopped too. So I guess if you slow it down to allow the loading, it's going to slow every car on the system down.
It makes sense, and that's the 10 to 60 seconds, right,
mm-hmm.
between?
Well, my wishful thinking is that all these gondolas look like up houses. This balloon flip around. And
we don't know what it's going to look
balloon
like.
Balloon of arms.
So that's one of the many, many things happening at Walt Disney World and in preparation for the 50th. I cannot wait for the D23 Expo to see if there's any details about this stuff that comes out.
I'm
it
so
would be amazing to get more. And when you look at the article from the Orlando Sentinel, it talks about this gondola system and the developers and what they were able to learn. And it includes an email from November of 2016 when they first learned about this system, but they didn't report it because they were looking for more facts. So until they got somebody at Reddy Creek District to say, yes, that's a real thing, that's when they went live and said this is going to happen for sure. But they knew about it since November, which is pretty interesting.
Wow. So it's definitely it's amazing how they're able to keep things. You know, you hear rumors, and it seems like everybody in the world knows what's going on, but obviously they've kept that secret for quite some time. For quite a while, yeah.
Oh, so. It has to have been. And I'm surprised they were able to get to a manufacturer without that getting out. Because mm-hmm. there's only so many people that can make a gondola like that.
Right.
And it's not like they're not inventing this for Disney. Disney is taking technology that is used globally and using it to solve a problem, which was how do we move people over the highway to the resorts from Epcot and get them to studios at the same time? And this is the most efficient way. And from a price point of view, it's got to be less expensive than digging a road up and putting a waterway through it.
Oh, absolutely.
And this is 6 buildings, some towers, and cables, right?
Right.
I mean, and I anticipate that to be like the one was at Magic Kingdom, where you just kind of came down and you turned and you went back up the other direction. It redirected you.
Right.
And I think the real question that I have is how high in the air will this be? Is this going to be just big enough to clear traffic? Or is this going to be, you know, think about it. Is it going to be the height of the monorail, or is it going to be above that? So when I look at this, this is all part of the 50th anniversary for Walt Disney World. This is, you're going to want your reservations as quickly as possible, that's for sure.
I don't think we can book yet.
that it's going to be a big date. Circle it now, October 1st, 2021. Can you imagine what that place is going to look like?
Nerds meet up. We'll see you there.
Oh, my goodness. Now, I did want to leave you guys with one other thought, because this will be my next figure out what the heck's going on behind the scenes. Because at the end of the Orlando Sentinel's article, they talked about Disney doing, you know, all this cool stuff that's happening, right? They got this gondola system. They're making some resort changes. You have Star Wars Experience being built. You have Toy Story Land being built. And a major project at Epcot that's not been any details of yet.
What?
Which this goes back to the rumors we heard so long ago that Ellen's was going to be closing, but nothing's happened. So
right.
I think D23 could be cool, and we'll just leave it at that for the next show. And, you know, if nothing else, I love to talk about this, to speculate, to grab things here or there. And I know that some of our listeners do, too. And I really want to hear from you guys. What do you think? What would you like to see out of this gondola system? Do you think this is going to be as efficient as Disney is being sold? Because it's absolutely right. Those numbers are what they're selling. Implementation in Florida to tourists that are speaking lots of different languages could be completely different in the results. Mm-hmm. So we got to kind of wait and see. I can't wait to hear what's going to happen at Epcot.
I can't either. I am. That is going to be amazing, because Epcot needs some love so bad.
And with that, thank you guys for listening to some of the speculation, a gondola system, new resort hotels, new 15-story towers overlooking fireworks at the evening at Walt Disney World. It will be absolutely amazing. Can't wait to see what the next 3, 4, or 5 years brings.
Not y'all. Just keep swimming.
Kongaloosh.
If you would like to join a jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we will.